On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me.
Hold everything. It's 12 days of our favorite shows and 12 days until your excuses for 2018 run out. Say hello to January 2nd, 2019, and time to make some magic, people. We've got a lot of great shows, guests, and special weekly segments coming your way. So for now, enjoy the year in review and get ready for amazing things in 2019. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Welcome to a special presentation of Everything Home, the transformational show where we talk about life, stuff, balance, and promote good people doing good business and good things. This is our Wednesday signature segment, Nin's Navigation, with our expert contributor, Nin Rafat. Our topic for December, branding makes the world go round. Tune in every Wednesday and let Nin help you take your business and yourself to the next level. Nin's Navigation is a soulful compass that will empower you to attract an abundance of wealth, love, wisdom, success, and contentment in your life. We look forward to you joining us on this journey. Enjoy the show. Welcome to a special presentation of Everything Home, the transformational show where we talk about life, stuff, and balance. We're a resource, a platform, and a community that shares stories, lets passions be heard, and showcases good people doing good business and good things. And over the weekend, I went through and I kind of rearranged some things on the website and added a few things, tried to make it a little bit more user-friendly, and I got a chance to go back through a lot of the episodes and a lot of the guests, and I have to tell everybody, there is some amazing content on this website. We're heading on 10 months, I believe, of the show. We started it in March. We've got about 80 shows that we've done, and these guests, these experts, some of them are just outstanding, and I listened to a few of them. I took down notes every time I'm listening to these shows, or even when I'm doing the shows, I'm taking notes, but I listened to a few of them over again and I'm taking notes. And if I'm listening to it, how many times, let's say one show I've listened to 4 or 5 times, and then I'm listening to it again and I'm still taking new notes because I'm looking at things a little different than maybe I did 4 or 6 months ago. So I know that you're going to find some incredible value from all these people. So I encourage you to check it out. Whenever you get a chance, if you're thinking about hiring somebody, if you've got questions, you want to learn something, you just want to be enlightened, or you want to know more about different types of nonprofit organizations, or especially our niche, which is the veteran organization, go check it out. It's everythinghometalkshow.com. And really, they're not even good people. They're amazing people. So please go ahead and check it out. You can also listen and subscribe to Everything Home on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, and Player FM. Oh, that was kind of a mouthful, but I wanted to get it out there. I try to keep an eye on everything with the site and try to make it better and more user-friendly for everybody. I've got, let's put it this way. I've been working on some really cool guests and a whole different way to do the lineup and a bunch of new segments that are coming on starting in January. So this thing is really going to be taken to the next level. And I'm glad that there's some amazing people that are going on this journey with me, like Nin. She is our expert contributor who's doing our special shows, Nin's Navigation, every Wednesday. So she's going to be hanging in there with us, and we're going to be doing some live shows with her. We're going to do some Facebook Live, some live shows with this, so people can call in. Like, you can pick up the phone and say, hey, Nin, what am I doing? I got some branding questions. Well, you know, she's going to be able to give you the answers, and we're going to be able to talk about it on the air, work through some things. So we are there to help you. We are there to get you and your business and your life to the next level. Because it's not just about business. It's not all about making money. Obviously, that is a portion of it. But, you know, if we can provide some great information so you become a better person, or you share that with friends and family and contacts so they become better people, or maybe make their life just a little bit easier, a little bit less stressful. Oh, we love that, right? That's why I do my jokes. I do my jokes so you get a little time out and you don't have to think about the chaos in your life, or oh, some of the stuff that happened at work today, or oh, what do I got to do with my to-do list? You know, we'll give you 30, 40 minutes of zone out time, little entertainment, great expert contributors like Nin. So we've got a potpourri of all kinds of cool stuff and only cooler stuff coming. So those are all going to be special surprises that I'll share with you. But I believe what we're going to do next week, Nin and I are going to go live. We're going to work on getting that out to you later this week and the beginning of next week. So yeah, like I said, we're rocking and rolling over here. We're making some stuff happen. I do want to mention that I have been getting some very interesting show suggestions, different topics from people. And One of them was essence. And I thought that was really interesting because I haven't even heard that word used in a while. Maybe that's something that Ninel and I will look at for January, something to do with essence, something to do with maybe like relating that into business somehow. But I appreciate everybody sending in some of the emails I'm getting. I'm getting comments on Facebook. So keep in mind, if you go to the website, which is everythinghometalkshow.com, on there, it has the links to all the social media. So just click on there and you could reach me. You can reach Nin. Her information's on that homepage. Her phone number is there. Her website's there. So just go on there and you'll see her banner. So if you want to contact her directly, you got questions, she's given her phone number. So, I mean, you might as well use it. But otherwise, you're going to pay hundreds and millions of dollars for this kind of advice. You might as well take advantage of her generous heart while she is doing this. Because I don't know how long she's going to do it for. You know, she might say she's got 10 more minutes and then she cuts it off. No, she's going to do it for a while. She's going to do it for all the times on the show. So don't worry about that. Let's see what else. I think that covers everything. Oh, I did want to do a quick shout out. And then I want to get into the show because we've got some great stuff and Nin's going to give you a little rundown of where she is. She's on location today. She's shooting on location. Poor thing's been up since I don't want to tell you. She flew across the country today, but she's a trooper. So she's going to do the show. And I'm sure she has some interesting stories between what happened from the time she left her house to the time she landed. So whenever you're traveling, and especially if you're going to be in New York and Los Angeles, you're going to have some characters that you're going to run into. So maybe she'll throw in a quick little funny story. I did want to make a quick comment. Tracy over at Verizon, the customer service there is so good and everybody's always so nice and so helpful. Even if they don't necessarily make a mistake, but they do, they always give you credit. I sent in the special form to Tracy's boss to let her know that she did an amazing job. And I mean, the level of patience, especially when something's not working and you're angry, these people are like saints. So Tracy, I appreciate you over at Verizon. And every time I've called in there, I've just had great customer service. So let's get into the joke. Everybody just go ahead and relax. Take a deep breath. Let it out. Give Nin 30, 40 minutes. She's going to give you some great stuff. Today we are talking about the power of a simple website, which is part of our December series, Branding Makes the World Go Round. Our joke, ready? Mr. and Mrs. Brown had two sons. One was named Mind Your Own Business, and the other was named Trouble. One day the two boys decided to play hide and seek. Trouble hid while Mind Your Own Business counted to 100. Mind Your Own Business began looking for his brother behind garbage cans and bushes. And then he started looking in and under cars until this policeman approached him and said, "Hey, what are you doing?" "Playing a game," the boy replied. "What's your name?" the officer questioned. "Mind Your Own Business." The policeman was furious and he said, "What are you looking for, trouble?" And the boy said, "Why, yes."
Good one. Michelle,
I gave myself a round of applause, but you know, I'd have to say that I played that for a friend of mine and he said, "What is it, raining in Scottsdale?" And I said, "No, that's my applause. That's for my applause." He said, "Shell, you got to get a better version of that because it sounds like you're outside in the rain." So I put it on for the weekend to do list. Michelle, get a better applause button. But I appreciate your laughter. Thank you so much. And as our loyal listening audience and friends already know, that is Miss Nin Rafat. She is our business and leadership consultant and coach and the owner of Nin's Dreams. Nin, Miss Nin of Nin's Navigation. Poor thing has been up since the crack of dawn today, East Coast time. Now she's in Los Angeles. You sound pretty energized, so I'm excited about that.
Hi, friends. Hi, everyone. You know, you have to learn a lesson from this. Every time when we start this show, there is something special to share. And it's not about me. It's about Michelle. I heard her saying, praising me for so long. But you all need to know this because we are family now. We are together every Wednesday. So you need to know this, that although she knew that I am traveling to LA, she knew that I wasn't too excited or happy about it because of 6 hours flight and the time difference and all the things that I have to do back home, arrange everything for my sons. So I wasn't too excited about, although I've never been to LA, so that's one thing that I wanted to see the place, but at the same time, I wasn't too excited. He knew everything. And in the morning, around 8, my time, so I don't know what time would be for her, so she was up also, right? And then she sent me a message saying that we have to record a show today, so be prepared for it. Once you are there, blah, 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 blah. What are the topics that we are going to discuss? Are you all set? And, you know, it wasn't that she didn't give me a choice that can I take a break, that not record anything. So the commitment is there, you know, and it comes so strongly from her. The moment I read it, I was like, oh, my God, she knows I'm traveling. But then,
yeah, you know, I didn't care. I gave you, like, homework assignments. I gave you a list. Like, yes, I looked at it afterwards. It was 6 o'clock in the morning, my time. So I was just blowing up your texts, and because I knew it wasn't late. I mean, I figured you were either sitting on the plane, on your way there, or whatever. And I just started blowing up your phone, saying, "Hey, you need to do this. Don't forget this. And while you're on the flight, look at this. Google this. Do this." Yes. Da-da-da. And then I looked at it, and I'm like, "Oh well.
Yeah.
Well, I already said it."
So, friends, the thing is that even if I had planned that I would take a nap because I hardly get time to sleep or relax or something, but, you know, I had her sending me messages that make sure that when you are on the flight, you do this. And then it was a list. It was not one thing. It was a list. And so that gives the impression that, you know, like whatever we are doing with all of you, it's not about my greatness or my graciousness to come and share everything with you, but it runs in the family now because it's coming from Michelle. She makes sure that the commitment that we have done with the audience remains no matter what. We should try our level best to get to things, deliver it on time, and make sure that, you know, people are waiting for us. They shouldn't be disappointed. So that's the commitment. So there are quite a few lessons that you learn from this entire thing. Is number one, obviously, is commitment. Number two is teamwork. And why I'm saying teamwork is because Michelle knew that I'm traveling and, you know, I may be tired or because of the time difference and reaching late to the hotel and getting back to work, putting all the things together because we really put our energy into it in bringing the podcast. It's just not that it's a freebie, so we don't take care of it. We make sure that the content is useful and productive for our listeners, for all of you. So Michelle knew that part of my team is going through a challenge, traveling, moving from one end of US to the other end. So she needs the dose of inspiration, the motivation, or somebody to push her to do that because she knew that her teammate will deliver, but it's just that what if she doesn't? And as a team, we can't do that. So it's kind of covering up for each other. So this is a lesson for all of you that when you're working towards your business or you have made a commitment publicly, the group of people, the team that you have, you all have to back each other up, support each other, come forward and try to help them and work together, move together as a team. So this is a very, very important lesson from whatever happened today. Apart from jokes, this is on a serious note, this is a very, very important message. Commitment and teamwork. These are the two things that I learned from there. And obviously, no compromise on quality. That's the third and the important one, is that because I was traveling and, you know, I was away, so she made sure that the quality of the topic that we are to deliver today should not be compromised. She made sure that whatever topics I'm going to be discussing under this topic, the points and everything, so even before we started the show, she just went through them and tried to help me consolidate and put everything together in the right perspective. So it's like genuinely doing your work. So it's commitment, it's teamwork, and it's also the genuineness of how you do your work, which is quality deliverables. So that's very important. It was really, really important for me to share this piece with you because it's like it is something that happened with us today. And I got these lessons and I thought that it's very important that I share with all of you. So thank you so much, Michelle, for everything that you do. for everyone, and especially for making this show. Keep running, and you really rock.
Hey, thank you so much. You rock too. Young lady.
Thank you. And then after this, obviously, I'm like really happy because it's like a transformation for me from boots to flip-flops. So I'm really excited about it. That's something I really love about LA. So I'm happy. And let's start the show now. We were to discuss about a website today. Now, branding, as you know, that this month we are talking about branding. So website is a very important segment of branding. And website, people say that over the years, the impact of website has gone down, or social media, which is Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, et cetera, have taken the place of website. So people really don't go to the website. But let me make it very clear to all of you that all these social media platforms, they definitely give you the visibility, the engagement or connection with your audience. More and more people get to know about you. That's definitely one thing. But what happens after that? If somebody finds you on Facebook, whether it's your live webinar or your video or any tips that you are sharing, anything, if they find you on Facebook and they find your message convincing, they find your interaction, whatever that is, whether it's to a webinar or a video or a post, a content post, I mean, or whatever it is, what is the next step that people do? People go to the website. And this is something that we cannot defy, we cannot deny. They go to the website, and what makes them go to the website? Because the social media created the hype. People know you, and then the customer realized that this person has the answer to my problem or has the solution to my problem. Now I need to know more about it. Where do they find that more? They go to the website. Now, the biggest mistake that we are doing these days is we are not using the website the way it is to be used nowadays, because people don't have time. They cannot sit there and read the content, the stories that you write on your website. It's like a novel. If it's too busy, if it's too confusing, and it has got a billion stories around it, you will find difficult in understanding that the reason I came to the website, I'm not getting it. How do I get to that thing, the credibility of the person that I can't see over here, the brand identity that's missing? So my advice to all of you is that when you are creating a website, the key thing, especially in these days, in the days that we are living now, where social media, and when I'm saying social media, it's about Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, whatever you call it, whatever platforms there are. And maybe there will be few more coming in the future. So with so much of noise around, your website should not become a victim of, or maybe should not become a failure. Let's put it this way. Because what happens is if somebody saw your Facebook ad or if somebody saw your Instagram and then the person gets to your website, so if your website is not answering the question, then your customer is pushed away. So we have to be very careful when it comes to our website. Now, the most important thing about website is that you have to have your brand identity with clarity on your website. Your why you are doing what you are doing, who is your targeted customer, and what is the problem that you're trying to solve. And these answers people cannot find if you write about, as I told you earlier, that your grandfather was an immigrant and he came and he started the restaurant, blah, 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 blah. You are writing a whole story about it on your website and nobody is interested to read that. Because the person who got there came there for a reason, for a solution. And by reading your story, the success of your business, he won't be able to to decide whether to buy or to invest in your brand or not. At the same time, I'm not saying that you delete your heritage or you delete your identity completely from there, or the history or the reason you started your business. But then it has to be in a way that people are ready to acknowledge it. And there are millions of ways of doing it, which I'll be discussing as we go along in this call. So to begin with, keep in mind that your website should be simple. It should focus on your message. It should focus on your customers and the solution that you are providing or you are capable of providing to them. That's the key for the website. Now, if we have to break down the details about how to develop a simple website, so today, grab your pen and paper, or you can visit this MIMS navigation page after the call even, or during the call, just open your website and see where you are making errors and try to improve them. The first thing is, what is the human way of looking at the screen? That's the first thing. What happens is when you are anybody, any human, is reading the screen, their eye movement goes in Z, the alphabet Z. It goes from left to right, center, and then again bottom right. If your logo is on the left side, then your call to action, your offer should be on the right. That what is the solution that you're offering? It has to be there, because that's how the eye movement will go and the customer would be able to see that. Again, the next movement would be the center. And the center is where you can put a call to action. What I mean by call to action is a button, maybe buy now or download or connect with us, contact us, whatever you want the customer to do to bring revenue to you, that should be in the center of the screen. And then again repeated at the right side of the screen. It should keep on repeating again and again under every tab so that the customer knows what they have to do. They shouldn't forget that while they are reading or going through your website, every time that call to action button should remind them what you are asking them for. If possible, you can change the color of the button. Maybe if your website, if your branding is all blue, then select another color which goes with your website. You can work with your brand design team and see what works best and find out and change the color of the button so that it becomes obvious. So I call it call to action. That is what is the term used in branding. So make sure that your call to action, and your call to action can be anything. It could be call us now, learn more, buy now, whatever you want them to do to get connected with your brand and bring revenue to your business. That's what a call to action button is. Now, coming back to my advice that you don't have to write all your history, business history, on your website. The reason I'm saying this is because the more the content, people get tired, they don't read it. So keep it simple, keep it small, less words, be more expressive. You can visit my website and see that I have only outlined few things about what I want to do or what I'm doing or how I can help you. And there is a different tab for everything so that people don't get tired reading everything under one tab. Don't get confused. Because I do multiple things, I am a speaker, I do speaking events, I do coaching, I have programs like Idea to Value, From Entrepreneur to Enterprise, which is scaling up your business. So I do a variety of work and union streams. But if I put everything together, it doesn't make sense. I have different tabs, and every tab has very little basic information. And if you read that information, it is throughout the website. It is aligned to my why, Why I want to do this is because I want to help businesses grow. I want to help people learn and move in life. That why is evident on every single tab. Secondly, the content is less. Call to action is call us now for more details. So it's everywhere. And then there are pictures that tells the story, the success story. If you put your picture of your office building or you put pictures of how many soccer games your company has won, those pictures are not what customers are interested in. That is one piece that just gives the added advantage or the X factor that you are committed or this is how you do your work. I mean, this is your work environment or this is your office environment. That's one thing, but it won't make them buy anything from you. They will appreciate it, but they won't invest them money just to see that, you know, what is happening inside your office. So when I'm talking about pictures, it should be about your customers or your interaction with within the community, even if you're doing volunteer work. But everything should reflect your expertise. Your pictures should express your expertise and your commitment to your work. And as I said that, you know, time is different now. Earlier days, website was all that people had, so people were loading it with information because that was the only way to be visible. Now it's broken down. So your social media, which is Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Pinterest, etc., gives you visibility, and your website becomes kind of your elevator pitch. And because your website becomes kind of your elevator pitch is equivalent to your elevator pitch, one thing that you can do is add your podcast to it. Do a podcast because people connect. When they listen to your voice, people connect. Can you remember the lyrics of a song? Even if you like a song, you will remember the lyrics forever in your life. Something that you liked in your childhood, a song or maybe a nursery rhyme, anything, you remember that. And why this happens is because human brain is tuned, is biologically, it is the way it is. It captures the voice retention or recognition is always far more solid and far more fortifying than reading or writing. So listening skills have always been very important. Similarly, if you write a whole essay on your website about your expertise, about what you do, it will not express the passion that you have. So I would suggest that as we are coming in the new era of branding and marketing, podcast has definitely become a platform where you can convey your message. People can listen to you. People can make a connection. And you believe it or not, your passion starts pouring in. You just cannot stop. When you are talking, whatever is inside of you starts reflecting. I have done a podcast with Michelle for my Men's Dreams promotion. Not this one. These are the expert episodes, so nothing to do with it. If you go on my website, I have done a podcast, a 7-minute podcast with Michelle, and it's all about Men's Dreams. What makes me different? What makes Men's Dream different? What is important about us? How we can make the difference? Everything. Even if people don't want to read anything on my website, if they just click it within 7 minutes while they're driving or they're even cooking or doing anything, maybe doing their own work in office, but they need to find a business consultant, they're writing something, but they just, as you play music, you can just click on and listen, okay, this is what this company is all about. And then you make a decision. And when you're listening to that person, you can make out how passionate, how genuine the person is and what kind of information that person is sharing. Try to become more and more visible, but in the right ways. Putting content like pages and pages and pages won't get you the results. This is one more thing that you can do. The other is that there are businesses which do multiple things. For example, just as I gave you my example, that Nin's Dream is into speaking engagement. is into D&I, diversity and inclusion. We work with small and mid-sized businesses, startups, and scaling up businesses. There's a variety of work that we do. Every time I get a question that if we have you, people say that then you are saying to keep the website simple, but we have multiple revenue streams. How do we collaborate everything and still keep it simple? And the simple answer is that there should be one umbrella that unifies everything. Because as I said, that Nin's dream is doing so many different things, but the one umbrella that brings it together is that we are business consultant. And under business consultant banner or the umbrella, we help the business to start up. That's where our idea to value program comes in. We do scale ups. That's where our entrepreneur to enterprise comes in. Then we do speaking engagements is where I kind of do counseling and coaching of for women and men. And then there is diversity and inclusion aspect also, which again is a part of business. So everything comes under one umbrella. So if you have multiple revenue streams, you have to find one thing. And trust me, there will be one thing, because usually what happens is if you have a restaurant, today you have just a restaurant, tomorrow you'll say, okay, we do catering as well. After a year, you will say, we coach the chef skill. We are into the skills. We can give classes in baking. So from one business, you branch out in different ways, and everything can come under one banner, one umbrella. So you have to find out that one umbrella and then design your website. The last thing is that use the right words, few but right words, something that could click the audience, your customer. You don't have to write details about, use a lot of adjectives and adverbs and make sure that there is a, you know, like the copywriting thing. And you don't have to do that. You have to use few but right words, something that gives the message with clarity. And again, I'm saying, if you want to talk to people, get the podcast thing. Speak up. Why do you think that getting on Facebook Live and webinar, everybody, if you name it, every quote, irrespective, regardless of the credibility they have in the market, big ones, small ones, they have just one thing to say, that be visible, come out, share your expertise. And the best way to do is that do webinars, do videos. These are the blogs. That's what people say. Similarly, I'm telling you that use the power of your voice. Connect with people. And trust me, it brings results. It has made a lot of difference in my business. People whom I have advised, they are gaining value from it. So it's a free advice that instead of, you know, investing so much of money in reinventing the wheel, redesigning your website, just take out, delete everything which is more than needed and replace it with a podcast and some pictures. That's the simplest way of doing it. So towards the end of the show, I always give you kind of an homework. And the homework is a simple thing for you to do is go to your website, or if you haven't got one and you're going through the process of creating your website for your business, if you're trying to create a website for the business, the tips that I have given you will definitely help. But if you already have a website and you want to refresh it and make it more connected to the audience, do one thing. Try to cut half the words out of your website. Try to replace some of your text with images. You are a restaurant and you say that our food is liked by teenagers. If you have teenagers coming in, take permission, put pictures and put those images. So instead of writing like 10 sentences about your expertise and making some food which is liked by teenagers, that's your market, you can just replace it by certain images. One thing is reduce the paragraph into bullet points. Instead of people reading the entire paragraph, just put the bullet points. What is important or significant about your product, about your service, or about the expertise that you're offering. And then all that you have cut down, because it is important. I'm not saying whatever is on your website is not important. Now, when you have cleaned your website, there is enough material with you, which you think connects with the audience, with your customer. You are passionate about it. But Nina is saying not to put it there because it becomes too crowded. Now what? Put everything together. Come up with your audio. Come up with the podcast. Try to convey that message, the passion that you have, the difference that you can make, all those things in a podcast, and put that on your website. Let people listen to you. Let your voice be heard, and you will see the difference. This is a very important episode because website is really important. People spend millions and millions of dollars in, you know, getting it right. But trust me, if you do the basics that I have told you, you will see the results. And if you have any questions while you are going through the process, as I always say, please free to text me or write to us, send an email, however, whichever way is easier for you or convenient for you, please connect with us and we will get back to you on that. Michelle, coming back to you, since I have emphasized so much on podcast for the website and it is really a very interesting and powerful tool, I would want you to share a little of your expertise on this so that audience can put everything together, get in alignment with everything, and it will become much easier for them because I've given them a homework. So if they know what to do with a podcast in 7 minutes, so if you can give some tips on that also, so that would like cover the entire show and it will be an end-to-end solution to their website.
I'm glad that you brought all of that information to the surface and you made it really precise for everybody. The great thing about the podcast, like you mentioned, you get a chance to really deliver your message in a passionate way. And a perfect example is the beginning of today's show. Normally, I don't go that long, but I just started getting into it because I was spending so much time over the weekend going through making some changes to the website where I got the chance to revisit some of the shows. And I'm kind of thinking about different things with branding. And then, of course, every time I'm talking to you and we're doing these shows, it gives me a whole different mindset. So I had that and I wanted to share that with the audience. I wanted to share that with you so you could hear the passion in my voice because I got a chance to just tell you about that and why it was important. And you mentioned you can't get that from reading somebody's website. You can't get any of that from even some pictures that are on there. And I call it the power of the podcast. And I want people to understand a podcast is a recording. Don't overthink it, but it's not necessarily having the podcast, but it's having that commercial, having that pitch, but having it in a different way where it's not a salesy gimmick. It's not there as here's what I'm offering. It's a chance for you to really share your story as to why you do what you do. And what makes you unique? And why should someone work with you? Or why should they listen to you? Why should they give up their time to give you basically the time of day? Don't overthink the concept of podcasts, but more importantly, it's being able to share your story with people. So I'm trying to simplify it so everyone doesn't seem a little overwhelmed with it. Like you mentioned, you gave a perfect example about the audio and listening to songs, and you remember those songs, you remember the lyrics. I can tell you lyrics from songs when I hear them again, and it might be something from 20, 30, 40 years. Oh my God, I said 40. Yeah, I guess it could be 20, 30 years ago. And to be honest with you, I can remember what I was doing when I might have heard that song or what something was attached to it, an event. I can't tell you what I wore yesterday. I don't remember what I'm supposed to do basically tomorrow if I didn't make a to-do list, but I can remember an event that was tied to a song or a phrase in a song 20, 30 years ago. So that audio version is so powerful that it's really something that you should be implementing into all of your branding, all of your marketing. It's a game changer because people get a chance to hear you. I can go on and on for hours, but I think that kind of just gives everybody an idea on really what the power of having that audio presentation, because it comes from your heart, but you also want to make sure that when you're having conversations and you're getting this commercial that you're putting out there, which is really your personal, it's your personal story, you want to make sure that it's structured to the extent where it is has meaning, but it also is not something where it sounds like you're throwing up all over yourself or you're scattered and you, people could still listen to it and go, I still don't know what they do. I like what she's, I like how she sounds. I kind of like that, you know, I like the rhythm. I kind of like the whatever, but I'm not quite clear on what it is that you do. So when you are delivering information, you got to make sure that it's clear unless you really are out there just to kind of talk. But then again, you know, time is valuable for people and you don't want to go down the road of just spewing out information because you could be amazing. But now people are going to remember you as kind of just like a rambler and then it hurts your credibility. It doesn't get people to really understand who you are. So it's a very powerful tool. It could be used for, you know, good and evil. So you've got to be careful with it. Was that good? Was that bad? Did I get an A minus for today, Miss Min?
No, you got an A plus. To summarize it, your website should be simple. It should have the call to action properly set on it, like what you are trying your customers to do to connect, to create that relationship that would bring revenue. That's important. And I've given you that. I don't know what you have on your website, but that call to action button, where it can be anything. It can be buy now, contact us, download, or whatever it is. So you have to bring that button in visible positions. And I have listed the placements for you earlier. So go through the show again. You can find out. So you have the right placements with you. I have given you a homework kind of a thing to just try to, if you have long paragraphs, cut them short, bring them into bullet points. If you have multiple business streams, make sure that it all comes under one umbrella and then you can spread out under different tabs. Your success stories, don't write your success stories. Try to replace them with images. And at the same time, make sure that you don't lose any chance of connecting with the people. All the five senses, try to bring all the five senses into action. And voice and audio is one of the most important and effective ones. So you make use of it, include podcasts on your website to describe your business and express your passion. And just don't go on and on the website about, make sure that your website, the podcast that you have on your website as your branding should have your why, your what, who correctly put into in words with a lot of passion that's coming out of your voice. So if you do all these things right, you will rock 2019 and beyond.
Perfecto. Couldn't have said it better myself. And that's a wrap, boys and girls. Thank you, Nin. I appreciate it. Enjoy your time in Los Angeles. Stay tuned every next week. We're going live. We're going live, Nin. We're doing it.
Yes, we are going live next week. So hopefully.
Talk about getting outside the box,
yes,
right?
And the best,
wow,
and
what you got to do.
And the best part is, yes, and the best part is you all will get to see Oscar.
Right, we're going to hold up Oscar in the background.
Yes.
Awesome.
Big is, yeah, so you will have to see. So I don't know, like we may have young listeners also, but people who are coming from my age group, we all know about Barbara Cartland. She used to write romantic novels and she was really famous in writing romantic novels. But every picture you would see of Barbara Cartland was her wearing her diamonds and, you know, but have her dog in her lap. So most of her pictures are with her dog and the pink and the diamonds, right? So now, after so many years, now you'll see a business consultant with her diamonds. And diamonds are the words, right? It's not the real diamonds. It's not the diamonds and the sapphires. The words and the expertise. But what remains unchanged is the dog. So
that's
Oscar
right.
Will be there. So you'll see a new version of Barbara Cartland next week, live.
Oh, this is brilliant. Makes me laugh, my friend.
Right.
Makes me laugh. All right. Another
okay.
show on the book.
Take care, everyone.
Oh, another great show with my good friend, Nin Rafat of Nin's Navigation. And I'm going to give a shameless self-promotion plug about the information we were talking about on the podcast and the commercials and letting your passion really be heard. Our marketing and productions company, which is Passion Productions, ironically, has an entire program called Be the Expert Experience. We allow you to share your story in a 7-minute segment, which becomes your signature. It's what is your 7-minute story to share? It's a very powerful tool to be used in all your marketing materials. It sets you apart from your competition. I basically become your guide on this transformational and personal branding experience through authentic marketing. And I help you get your message out. We condense it. We package it up. And it is so sharp. It is such an amazing process. And even if you've done something similar to before, it's something that you should look at redoing your rebranding, because you change as a person, you grow. It's almost like, I'd have to say it's like life-changing, and I'm not exaggerating that. If you go to bethexpertexperience.com, and in the testimony there are people, my clients, the experts that we've interviewed, part of this series, they are saying that. So it's not just coming from me. But anyway, check it out, bethexpertexperience.com. And it'll something that'll change your life and it'll change your business. So more information's on our website. Keep in mind, I want you to go to everythinghometalkshow.com. Check out Nin's Navigation. Check out the shows from this month. So far, we did Branding Makes the World Go Round, which is our theme. Today's episode, The Power of a Simple Website. We're going live next week. You can listen and subscribe to Everything Home on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, and Player FM. Thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks for your support. Thanks for your feedback. You guys are wonderful. Make it a great day, everybody.
You've been listening to Nin's Navigation with our expert contributor, Nin Rafat. Join us every Wednesday in December so Nin can help you navigate life's highway and give you the roadmap to understanding why branding makes the world go round.